producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's a great idea if there's something I can help you with, especially if it has to do with the holidays. Although, you know, that I think the holidays, because we try to jam so much intimacy into such a short period of time, and there's a lot of food, and there's sometimes a fair amount of drink, and there's, you know, some anticipation and expectation. So that things that have been percolating all year can sometimes come to a boil or even a roil on the over the holidays. So if there's something I can do to kind of lower the heat a little bit, give me a holler. 855-99-DR-JOY. Molly, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joy. I'm calling to get some guidance and your help on. I have a outstanding 14-year-old son who's giving my husband and I some trouble. A little background, he's an identical twin. The boys are 14, and then I have a daughter who's 11.
Okay.
The boy in question is actually the older of the two, but okay. Behaves more like the middle child. And I have listened to you for years and kind of think that that's part of the problem. I think he feels like he can't compete with his brother and he can't compete with his sister.
Yeah.
So we're having a lot of issues with acting out. He's being sneaky. We can't trust him. He has a grade, just one grade right now. He gets A's and B's mostly. And the problem seems to be that when we catch him doing something, we caught him doing something over the weekend that he wasn't supposed to do, he really sort of goes overboard with his reaction. Like I said, he has a bad grade in one class right now. He has a test on Tuesday, tomorrow, and mentioned something to me this morning about, you know, what if he fails eighth grade? Ooh. And I feel like he kind of goes overboard to get my attention and to get a reaction from me and my husband.
Okay, and so what was your reaction to what if I fail eighth grade?
I said that would really be a shame because his brother would go to high school without him, but that he could stay at school with his sister.
Well, my guess is that isn't what he was. All right. What was his response to that?
Not much. He was so.
Well, I mean, the good news about it is you didn't give him what he wanted, which is
right.
To say, oh, no, you're going to be fine. It's only one grade, which is what he probably anticipated you saying, which is logical. And what you said was kind of worst case scenario. And I might have sort of couched it in those terms just because he's 14, and 14-year-olds are that kind of disconcerting age in that they look like they're a lot more grown up than they are on the inside.
Right.
So he's still kind of a baby, and he may be, you know, that he may be needier than that. So, it's not a bad answer, and we can tell. It's probably a better answer than I would have given you credit for, to be quite honest, just because we know his response was not. By his response, it at least surprised him. But
right.
You might have couched it. Let me just give you some other options here, and then we'll talk about the larger issue. You might have said, well, look, let's think of worst-case scenario. But my message to you is probably going to be here, instead of telling him either what he expected you to tell him or something different, what if he said to him, do you think that's likely? In other words, instead of just responding, and let's assume that you're correct, which is true, I think, of all kids, is that they're really trying to get a response out of you. What if you threw it back on him and saying, do you think that's likely? What do you think you can do about that? What's worst case scenario? Because, you know, as we've been talking about more and more in the last couple of weeks, if parenting is really about teaching about consequence, which I would argue that it probably is more than any single other issue, it's just teaching about consequences. It's not trying to teach our kids right from wrong, because by the time they're about three, they know. It's not trying to catch them doing the wrong thing, because, again, if they know the difference between right and wrong, what's the point in catching them doing wrong? Which doesn't mean that we turn a blind eye. It means that that's not our primary job. And they're really good at manipulating us into doing something that makes us feel lousy and them feel like they've just gotten some more power. So I think if consequence is really what parents are on this planet to teach our children, then saying to him, let's talk about that. You know, do you think that's likely? Is there anything you can do to avoid it? Is there something I can do to help you here? What's worst case scenario? Because in those questions, instead of giving him something to rebel and rail against, you're really forcing him to take more responsibility, hence consequence. So, and in terms of the sneaky, it sounds like you're correct that his whole thing is, if he does well, he's going to be ignored. If he does poorly, he's much more likely to get FaceTime. And it's at a cost, but in his adolescent mind, the cost is worth it. So what we need to do is make it less cost effective for him. In other words, he gets less, and give him other ways that are going to pay off better for him. And just by you can hear, just by saying to him, well, do you think that's likely? What do you think you could do about it? What do you think the problem is? What's worst case scenario? What can I help? Is there something I can do to help you? Or tell me what I can do to help you. And he may say, well, I don't know. Then you can say, well, that's okay. When you figure it out, I'm here. I'm not going anyplace.
Well, and that is one thing, because this one particular grade has been off and on since the beginning of the year. And it's
What's the subject?
English. Never been a problem before. I think it may have started out legitimately at the beginning of the year. He was having some trouble.
What's the problem in English? I mean, does he? It presumably he understands the language. So is he not writing? What's the story?
He says he's having trouble with adverbs. I mean, I don't have a good explanation for you as to why he's having so much trouble in English.
Well, but you don't have to, honey. But he does. And when he says, well, I'm having trouble with adverbs, I'd say, explain to me exactly what that means, you know?
Right. Well, and here's the perfect thing I want to ask you. My husband and I were talking about this at lunch, okay? We know he feels, at least, or he says, that he has trouble with English.
Okay.
And in the past, when he would get himself into trouble with a grade, we would sort of force him, we would work with him. We would say, okay, tonight at 8 o'clock we're going to sit down, we're going to look over your papers and what you got wrong, and help you figure it out.
Okay.
And he's old enough now that we have pulled back doing that. Like, I don't feel like tonight at the dinner table, I should say, at 6:30 we're pulling out all the papers from the last 3 weeks and we're going to study with you. And that's something we wanted to ask you. Like, at what point...
I'd ask him. I'd say, look, here's what we were planning. How do you feel about that?
When he brings them home, and there are some that he's just bombed, I'll say to him, if you want me to go over these with you, I will be glad to. I'm sort of an English geek. I love it.
Okay.
And he has never taken me up on that.
Well, then let it go.
Okay.
Because, again, the issue is not what grade is he going to get in English. The issue is what responsibilities he's going to take for his behavior. And you said, I'll do it. Because, look, see what happened. Understand from his point of view. If he comes home and says, English bad, and you say, well, I'll take care of it, he's saying, wow, I get Mom all to myself. And not only do I get Mom, I get Dad as well. If he has to ask you for it, then you can say, okay, well, what are you willing to do? And he has to admit it this way. He's not only getting something, but if he doesn't want to do it, he can say, well, you know, you forced me to do it. I didn't ask this.
Right. Right.
And
that's exactly what he does.
Of course. Like, duh. I was 14 months. No, I'm a psychologist, but I was 14 months.
Can you come live with us?
Yeah.
Well, and here's the thing, too, and this is something I find very interesting. He has had some butted heads a bit with this teacher, some, and she's absolutely fabulous, holding his feet to the fire. I respect her. I think she's wonderful. But for a while, part of the issue with the grades was he wasn't doing the homework or wasn't doing stuff because he felt like if he did it, then she won.
Exactly. Well, but understand, he wins when you and Dad sit down and make him do it, because then he can say, well, you know, you made me do it. You know, I didn't want to do it. All right, let me put you on hold, and let's because I think you're on the right track. And the issue is not the English grade. The English is this kid feels that he has no power. So let's figure out how we can give him a little more power in a positive way. 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, we're talking with Molly, who's got three kids, two of which are identical twins. And the older twin, which is usually the dominant twin, we usually get this with the younger twin, is basically acting like the little child, or the middle child, which is to sort of be the disruptive one, to feel can't be quite as competitive with his brother, because his brother apparently does better in school. His little sister is more charming, so he's the pot stirrer. And Molly's concerned for a number of reasons, not the least of which is they're at 14, that we've got a long adolescence ahead, and he's getting sneaky about it. But understand, the issue here is what is this kid good at that he's better than either his brother or sister? What are his particular skills, his accomplishments?
Well, I mean, unfortunately, both of the boys are outstanding at sports. They're both very musical. I mean, they're both.
Well, no, but
kind.
We need to find something that he's better at.
I know, and I was thinking about that on the break, because years ago I got him involved in guitar because his siblings were doing something else musically, and over the years he brought his brother over to guitar with him,
right?
And then ended up quitting guitar.
Well, but that doesn't answer my question.
I will have to really think about that.
Well, but that's the issue. That's what he's dealing with. That's what he's responding to, is nobody thinks I'm better at anything, including mom. So this is your task, kiddo, of helping him figure out what he's better at. And, you know, it may be that being better at something is really scary for him. And
interestingly, we're in the middle of some sports season, and last season was football season, and he's outstanding and has a very high-profile position. And I think part of the reason what we're having this problem right now, football season is finished. I think he felt in his mind that he was better at football than his brother.
Okay.
Now we're in basketball season. His brother is about 3 inches taller, and is outstanding.
They're identical twins, and his brother's taller.
Yes, one has hit puberty before the other.
Wow. Are you sure they're identical?
Yes. Absolutely. Our pediatrician says that's typically that if when twins do this, the one who hits puberty second will end up actually being larger than the one that went first.
Well, I think that's sort of a silly, not necessarily accurate statement, but nevertheless. Okay.
So right now in basketball season, his brother is about 4 inches taller, is outstanding on the basketball court, and the troubled boy is not shining. And
well, have things gotten worse?
It got worse over the weekend because he's been doing some acting out, and we caught him. And since
football's been over and basketball started, of course, football, I guess, is just over.
Right. It has gotten worse in the last week.
Well, but that would sort of fit the time frame, wouldn't it?
Generally, yes. Well, and my husband and I actually. He has to maintain a certain grade in order to play, and last week he did not maintain that grade. And I really believe that there was a part of my husband and I that thought that he was getting a bad grade on purpose so that he could say, it's not that I'm not as good as my brother, it's that I can't play because of my grades.
Maybe. But, I mean, it still gets back to the same issue. He needs to feel that he's better at something than everybody else. Especially with his brother. And
right.
And that's part of what you're going to help him find. Because, look, you're his mom. You know him better than anybody. And you can't think of anything. And when I ask you for examples, you keep giving me ones where he screws up. So he's going to catch that from you. And I'm not blaming you for it. I'm just saying that part of our job as a parent is to figure out and help our kids understand what they're better at than anybody else. I mean, my guess is he's a great deal more manipulative, which may mean
yes.
He's much more sensitive. That he can, you know, he can, well, but honey, I figured that out. You're his mom. You're supposed to be able to sort that out and hand it to him and say, here's what you're terrific at. You can read, you know, you can read my mood better than anybody's I've ever met. And you know when your sister's unhappy and you know exactly the right thing to say to your brother. You are one of those people who is instantly tuned in to other people without even trying. And that's
well,
an incredibly valuable skill.
It's interesting because what you just described actually describes his brother in that he has the skills and the ability and the confidence to do what you just said. I think Alex is the one I'm having trouble with. He has those same skills, but does not have the maturity to follow through and do what
well,
you said.
Well, but then we get back. Honey, I keep getting the same point. And my guess is you're doing the same thing, consciously or unconsciously, as a parent. I ask for what Alex is doing well, and you tell me what his brother does well. I ask what he's good at. You tell me that his brother does it better. That if you're doing that comparison and you're his mother, I mean, he feels the whole world does. You have to figure out your job, and it's an important, crucial job, is to figure out what this kid is better at than his brother, what he's better at than anybody else. And there is something, because all God's children got something.
Right.
And maybe part of it is you have to stop thinking of them as identical. Because first of all, they're not physically identical at this moment, so that should
be
easier. But thinking of them as identical twins means that by definition you're going to view them as the same, and when there's not the same, that somebody's going to win. And it sounds like his brother wins all the time. So stop thinking of them as identical. Think of this kid as your research project to figure out what he's better at than anybody in the universe, and you have to figure it out because that's the way out for him, is to realize that not only is he better. Than his brother at something, so he can tolerate being not as good as his brother or his sister at something else, but equally importantly that his mother recognizes it, because you don't, and he knows it, and hence the sneakiness, and he's hurt and he's angry, and that's not a really good combination in anybody, let alone a 14-year-old, and that's why, and whether he's consciously screwing up or not, I mean, basically his deal is, if I can't be, you know, applauded, then I'll be booed, because I don't want to be ignored. You need to figure out what he's better at than anybody else, and there is something.
Yes, I'm on the verge of tears, so I obviously hear what you're saying, and I'm taking it in.
Okay. Well, I'm not trying to make you cry, but I'm saying that, look, that's the thing about twins. At one point in my practice, and I never had a huge practice because I was always doing something else, but I had three sets of twins, which is, I mean, statistically unlikely. So twins have always fascinated human beings in general, and I think therapists in particular. But my job with the twins was to help them understand what made them different, not made them the same. What made them the same was obvious to everybody. And when you've got the same, I just saw Sideshow, which is about co-joined twins. And they've got two women who are not even related, who look like they could be twins. And part of the only reason the show works as well as it does is because the idea of people who look alike were very dissimilar, and how one, you know, can dominate the other, and how that works, and, you know, how we are both connected and separate. It's probably a show that you could take your boys to, but before you do that, you have to figure out what makes Alex separate, special, different, because that's the way out of all this for both of you. All right, I'll put you on hold. If you need to talk with me some more, you can. If not, I think you probably got the point. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving, an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With your very own freeze dryer, you'll be able to freeze dry the food your family loves. Because we live in uncertain, difficult times, what better way to show your love for your family than to buy them a gift that helps them preserve food they can use now or in 25 years? Go to HarvestRight.com and find out how you can get your in-home freeze dryer. Layaway is available. That's HarvestRight.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite hosts and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tab, or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio, now at your fingertips.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You can Facebook us, you can tweet us, or you can just call us, which is easy, simple, and straightforward, as Ava's done. Ava, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a 17-year-old nephew, and about maybe 3 years ago, he started complaining, like, of stomach pain, and then, his mother had a battery of tests done on him, and it came out to be functional dyspepsia, which basically is like a stomach ache. And he's developed anxiety and depression. About a month ago, he turned 17, he got caught with marijuana, possession of marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
He went in front of a judge, and the judge said to him, I'm going to give you 6 months probation, but I don't want to see you back here. I don't want you on drugs, and I'm going to drug test you weekly. So we all understand that his parents and myself, but he's saying, I can't quit. I need to smoke pot for my stomach. he wants to get a medical marijuana card. I feel that, you know, I don't know what to do, but the kid is going to face 90 days to jail if he smokes a marijuana.
Well, not if he qualifies for a medical marijuana. How does this kid do in school?
Not good. He's gotten kicked out of 3 different schools. He's very depressed. There was a suicide attempt around Christmas time. And we're very worried.
First of all, yeah, I mean, this sounds to me that his stomach ache is somaticizing his depression. And the thing is that marijuana may or may not be good for anxiety, and some people actually cause this anxiety, but in most of the population it doesn't. But it's certainly not going to help the depression. Marijuana is a downer, not an upper. Is this kid in therapy with anybody?
He recently started.
Good. Well, I mean, to a certain extent, it may be that well, what does this kid want for himself? What are his goals? Does he have any?
None.
How close to him are you?
Very.
Okay. So do you see him on a daily basis, a weekly basis?
Weekly basis.
Okay. Does he have brothers and sisters?
Yes, 2 younger sisters.
Okay. And when's the last time, did he ever do well in school?
Just a mediocre student up until, you know, high school, and things started going downhill.
Okay. What's he good at?
We're trying to figure that out. Well, he liked martial arts. We put him in martial arts. He didn't. He didn't follow through. He quit. Everything we try to suggest to him, we tried to get him a job. He didn't show up.
Wait a minute. I hear what you're saying, but I'm asking a slightly different question. Is what's he good at? Is he good at music? Is he good at drawing? Does he have?
You know, recently we discovered he likes to cook.
Okay. Good.
He likes being, yes, and I was real excited to hear that.
All right. If I were his aunt, because you're not his parent, and I don't know what your involvement is with his parents at this moment, but let me just assume for a moment that you have a direct involvement with him and not a direct involvement with disciplining him or setting rules or whatever. So what I would do is I would take him out sometime over the weekend, and I would say, listen, I hear that there are a bunch of issues going on here. I don't want to be your therapist. I want to be your aunt and your friend. And I'm willing to enroll let's take a couple cooking classes together. But, you know, I was listening to this woman on the air today, and her concern is that when people are using marijuana, that first of all, it gives young men man breasts, which is enough usually to convince most guys they don't want to do this. Second of all, it doesn't help anybody to study, and you're already having enough trouble at school. So whatever offset of the anxiety you feel marijuana is offering you, it's going to be more than balanced by the fact that you're not going to be able to concentrate at school. Let's let your therapist deal with you about medication issues, whether it's medical marijuana or antidepressants or anything else. I want to deal with you about you being looking forward. You're not going to be in high school forever. I know high school has never been your thing. You're my hero because you go there. All we need to do is get you through the next year. Then let's figure out what you'd like to do. And it seems like cooking is something. How about if we took a cooking course together? Because for right now, you're not his parent. You don't want to be his therapist. The issue of medical marijuana will be resolved either with the therapist and the judge, or it won't be. It sounds to me the wrong medication for right now. Because while it may deal with one issue, it's going to create huge problems in 2 other major areas. Is he a junior this year or a sophomore, Ava?
Junior.
Okay, well, that's good. So, you know, what I mentioned was taking him out over the weekend and saying, look, Cookie, you've got 1 more year to go, and then you can go do whatever you want to do, and you're my hero, because for the last basically 12 years, the last 11 years, you've gotten up every day and gone to something you really don't like to do and you don't think you're very good at. But that's about to be over. So I thought for your birthday or for Christmas or for Hanukkah or for Easter or for whatever, I thought I'd find us a cooking class that we could take together and see if you like that. Because that's maybe a possibility. And if he gets excited about that, then I would do it. If he says, oh, no, I don't want to, then say, all right, well, why don't you pick something that we can do together, you can do by yourself, that would be fun for you and gives you some possibility of life after high school, because there is life after high school. And you're going to be able to figure out in the next year or the next couple of years exactly what you want to do. But you're about to finish up the probably the hardest part of your life because it was something that you had to do that you didn't feel that you were ever very good at. And so that's heroic, and it is heroic. So what we need to do is make sure you graduate. We need to make sure that you're not in jail and you're walking a fine line here. And the issue about being addicted either psychologically or physiologically to pot is a trap because it's still not legal in most places. And you're even when it's legal, you're underage. And the idea that you're using it to treat a stomach problem, you're probably better off figuring out a different way of dealing with anxiety because it will affect your depression. It will make you more depressed, not less. So, but then I think you have to leave the rest of it to his folks. And you can certainly download this and play it for him in an hour or so. I want to give you a chance to respond.
I want him to feel, I want him to find something that he likes. I want him to, you know, be happy and, you know, he just
most teenagers are not all that thrilled. I mean, if you're the prom queen or the high school football hero, maybe you're happy. But for a lot of kids, high school is not a lot of fun. And even kids who aren't having a terrible time, the life gets better. I mean, because you have more choices, you have more control. The idea of people who say this is the best time of your life are wrong. It's not. You just don't have enough power or control to do what you want to do. Other people are always telling you what to do, what to wear, where to go. And that's not fun at all. It's not fun for anybody.
Yeah, and he, you know, doesn't have a driver's license, and he's having a hard time to succeed at things, and I think that's a lot of it.
But he
found out he liked cooking.
Yeah, exactly. He just hasn't found what he's good at yet. But most 17-year-olds don't know what they want to do. I mean, there are some. There are a couple of kids who know exactly what they want to do. I had no idea. You probably didn't have any idea.
I
was relatively, I wasn't great at school, but I was good enough at school and I had enough fun and I did all these extracurricular activities. But as I said yesterday, if I'd gone any place to Rice, I would have either been a biochemist or a math major. I just wasn't smart enough. And so I sort of ended up doing exactly what I should be doing and what I'm good at and what I enjoy and what I've made a life out of. But so the universe does kind of coalesce in ways that are a little unclear sometimes. But I think for this kid, just reassuring him that, number one, that he's a hero, that he's done for 11 years, over a decade, something he really doesn't feel he's very good at and he really doesn't like. But that's all he has is one more year, and then he's done.
Yeah.
And so then let's find some stuff you do like to do. Go ahead.
If he does decide like to do the cooking classes, but like how if he doesn't like show up because he's notorious for that. Like we'll get him in martial arts and he doesn't show up.
Well, but again, I think that you can have him pay for part of it. I mean, hopefully he will like it. Maybe you can pay as you go, or you can if he junks out of it, somebody else.
He just says, I don't want to go. Like if he does decide to, how do I approach it? Like
let it go.
Look,
you can only do what you can do. And you can say to him that I'll go halvesies with you on this, because if he has a financial commitment in it, he may be saying, how do you want to do this? Or ask him, say that in the past you've been enthusiastic about something and then changed your mind, and this is going to cost me X number of dollars. How are we going to deal with that? And if he says, I don't know, say, well, come up with a plan. Or he'll say, you know, I'm going to do it, or who knows? I mean, but let him have the options here to figure out what he's going to do.
Okay.
All righty?
Thank you so very much.
If you hear, there's kind of a theme here that helping kids to figure out what they want to do as opposed to what they don't want to do or what we want for them is good parenting. And it's frustrating. I mean, it's much easier to sort of say, do this or don't do this, as opposed to helping somebody to come up with what they want to do. And every adolescent worth their clearasil is going to say, I don't know. All right, Gloria, tell me what we're going to be talking about, and then I'm probably going to put you on hold, and I'll give you as much time as you need, but I think I've got about 1 minute here before the music comes.
Okay. I am 60 years old, and I have a 84-year-old mother who has found out from another relative who has cut me and my brother for...
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away six 16-ounce Supernatural Silver liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Sorry, Gloria. Things got a little bit confused there for a moment. All right, so you're 60 with a mom who's 84.
Yes. I have a mother who's 84, and I guess the background is that I found this out about 10 years ago through a relative that she had confided in who picked up the phone and called me. That she had essentially disinherited me and my brother, although my brother doesn't seem to, he has no contact with her, but I do live about 2 miles from her house, and I have a responsibility now that she's 84, with taking care of her from day to day and making sure she has companionship and things like that. So it kind of sticks in my craw, I guess, and it's something that I probably spend more time thinking about than I should, and it probably affects my relationship with her.
Well, so this was 10 years ago that, I mean, she may have been mad at you 10 years ago, and she may have put you, does mom have a lot of money?
Yes. She was mad at me 10 years ago. She always seems like she's been angry with me all of my life ongoing.
Well,
and into adulthood.
Let me just ask you kind of a rude question. As a kid, I mean, I guess, who would she leave the money to if she didn't leave it to you? Do you have any idea?
She has one grandchild, and that's my daughter.
Okay. Well, so don't you think that's her money to do with exactly as she wishes?
Yes, it is. It's something that she inherited.
So what? It's still hers. I mean, she may have won the lottery and a stork may have dumped, you know, dollar bills down her chimney. It's still her money to do with as she wishes. I mean,
well, that's true, but there was an aunt that left a house, and she left it on life lease to her. My mother talked me into signing off on the life lease so she could sell the house.
Did you get part of the money?
I got nothing.
Well, that wasn't the world's smartest thing to do, but I mean, certainly that may be one of the things. But look, let's look at this a couple of ways. If I were your mom and I felt that the only way that you were doing business with me was hoping to, you know, when I died to get some money, I would not be very thrilled with you. I would not think I'd done a very good job raising my daughter.
Right.
Presumably, she's your mom, and you guys need to work out whatever relationship you're going to work out. But the idea being that I'll be nice to my mom because I'll inherit some serious cash seems to me a bit venal. I mean, sort of.
Well, that's actually not been the case because I've known about this for a long time,
why can't you just let it go? I mean, she is who she is.
That's what I'm wondering. Should I just let it go?
What are you going to say, Mom? I want your money.
No, the question I would have is why.
Well, but you already told me that you and your mom don't get along very well.
Well, you've got a good point there. Maybe that's just the crux of it.
I mean, that would seem to me a bunch of things. First of all, I would like to think, I think inherited wealth is poison, and we're hearing part of the issue of it right now, in that it distorts things that presumably you and your mom need to work out a good relationship because it's important to you and it's important to her. And at some point she's going to die and you don't really want to be left with all those awful feelings because there's not much you can do about them when she's gone. So, you know, it would seem to me that using money as a motivator, I suppose it's better than not being motivated at all, but it does seem to me to be kind of, you know, checkbook relationships, which you can hear are not my favorite thing, but that you and your mom, you know, can work out a better relationship, and you may or may not inherit the money, but at least you'll inherit her goodwill, and you'll, you know, when she shuffles off this mortal coil, you'll have a lot less guilt to deal with, and that may be worth something very valuable to you. I mean, the fact that your daughter's going to get some serious cash out of this would seem to be somewhat redemptive in that, certainly, the older you get, the more likely what your daughter would do is inherit whatever you got. So it skips a generation, but is maybe a little bit more efficient. But in terms of the issue about, I don't know, are you having financial problems now?
No, I have a good job. I have a good job, and we get by. So,
okay. I mean, it would seem to me would sort of maintain that the real issue here is working out a better relationship with your mom, independent of what the motivating factor is. And hopefully the motivating factor is this is your mom. It's the only one you ever get. It's a pretty primary relationship, and therefore it's worth working on. But, I mean, short of that, I suppose you could sort of deal with the fact that your aunt left the house to your mom. Well, but if she left the house to your mom, with the idea being that you would inherit, was what? Do you know what the terms of your aunt's will? What did you sign off on?
No, you can leave property to someone with a life lease, and and then direct that it be left to upon that person's death. So she talked me into, both my brother and I, into signing off on it, which we did.
Well, but what were the original terms of the will? Your mother obviously got to live there until she died.
Until she died.
Yeah, then who inherits the property when she died?
She sold it when we signed off. Yeah, she sold it.
So did you? But it would have been part of her estate anyway.
And well, no, it would have passed to my brother. That house would have passed to my brother and I, free and clear. So
is that what your aunt's will said?
Yes, that's what her will said.
Well, then what you presumably do? Upon your mother's, well, she already signed off on it. I mean, one of the possibilities is to go to your mom and say, "Mom, look, the house is worth. How much do you think the house is worth at this? How much did you sell the house for?"
About $180,000.
Okay, so saying, "Mom, once you sold it, there's going to be taxes on it, presumably. But let's say, all right, let's just say $180,000 and ignore the tax implications at this moment. Of saying, Mom, is there any way that I could have part of that $60,000 now, in that would have been my, you know, when upon your death? I mean, I don't know why you signed off on it. You presumably signed off so she could sell it, but the proceeds should have been divided. I guess the proceeds would be hers until her death, I guess, and then you and your brother would split just that particular part of the proceeds. So I don't know what you signed off on. That sounds more a legal issue than a psychological issue.
No, it was a legal issue. She had a lawyer draw up the papers and asked me to sign them, and I signed them.
Well, but the legal issue from your point of view of what the implications are of that. But it's $60,000. I mean, and that's $60,000 before taxes. So you're probably talking maybe $35,000. Is $35,000 over the period of the next 20 years going to make that much difference to you?
You know, now that I'm talking to you about it, it probably is
right,
not worth
opening up a can of worms. Hang on to that thought, and I'll start you off next hour, right? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Your personal rights and freedoms are under fire. Rising prices, drought conditions, domestic threats, and excessive government regulations only increase the threat. Having a supply of food is the difference between freedom and captivity. Depression time bread lines extended for blocks, and those at the end of the line not only experienced fear and humiliation, but often did not receive any food. Having a supply of GoFoods will keep you out of the bread lines and allow you freedom from government dependency for one of your greatest needs. Whether today or in 25 years, GoFoods will be there for you when you need it most. Buy it today, save it for later, feed your freedom. Special values now available. Call us at 800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's 800-648-9753 or www.storefoodnow.com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.